The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day. And the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields its fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, he wields a sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can be used for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. First, an idea in the opening prayer. How interesting is that Angela Merici was an orphan girl, but she became a spiritual mother to thousands. How ironic, huh? How ironic, huh? How John Bosco became an orphan from his father and become one of the greatest fathers in the world. How God works, huh? Very interesting. The opening prayer also mentioned two virtues of this saint. The greatest virtue, of course, which would be charity, but also mentions prudence. Now, I love languages, you know that by now, okay? I was pretty proficient in Italian for 7 years. My Spanish is pretty good, and I'm not bad at English either. If you use the word prudence in American English, it's very different than prudence theologically. And tomorrow we celebrate the greatest theologian in the world. Hopefully you know who it is, otherwise I'm going to be cast into desolation, no? Okay, tomorrow is Thomas Aquinas, no? He's the greatest theologian in the church, so if you just use the word prudence in American English, it means what? Be careful, right? Hello? You ever use it? Be prudent. It couldn't be farther from the truth as a theological virtue. Prudence is perfected by which gift of the Holy Spirit? Counsel, okay? So counsel perfects prudence. So prudence has to be perfected by a gift of the Holy Spirit. And what is prudence? Prudence is the art of decision making. Can you hear that? This is the virtue that parents should have and adults should have. Prudence is the act of decision making. And there are three specific steps. I'm giving you Thomas Aquinas in anticipation of his feast day tomorrow. Okay, so I want to give as much prominence and preaching on Thomas Aquinas as possible because he's the greatest. And we studied at the Angelicum, me and Father Craig, and Father Dave, and Father Larry, who taught at the Angelicum, would be the Dominicans, who taught at Santo Tomas, right? Okay, what are the steps to make a prudential action? There are three. Do any of you know them? Deliberation, decision, execution. That's pure Thomas Aquinas. Deliberation, decision, execution. Execution doesn't mean cutting off the head, but rather execution means what? Carrying out. Very important for parents as well as for priests and adults to be able to, you have to be prudent. And prudent means be careful, cuidado, no? But rather, if you make decisions, important decisions, first of all, you got to think. Put your mind in gear, huh? You got to think. And the more important the action you make, the more time you have to spend in that. Like whether or not you're going to put bananas on your cornflakes or not, you know, don't spend a year and a day thinking about that, okay? I hope not, okay? But if you can make a decision to marry someone, wow, is that important? You make a decision to become a priest, equally, wow, that has to be a pretty important decision, so you have to spend a lot of time on that. Okay, so deliberation. Deliberation is a Thomistic word which means long process of thinking, the more important. Then you have what? Deliberation, decision. You got to decide. You got to decide. And then after you've made the decision, you got to carry it out. There are people that are perpetual procrastinators. You ever meet one? I'm one of them, probably going to say, okay? They're perpetual procrastinators. I say perpetual means what? They're always procrastinating. That's lousy. That's not good. Because you think it through, you decide, you don't carry it out, it's not worth a hill of beans. Okay? As you say in New York, huh? It's not worth a hill of beans. You gotta carry it out. And that's why the gift of counsel pushes you, okay? It pushes you a little bit once you've made that decision. So pray over that. I think all of us have to come to a point in our lives where we're making decisions, but we've got to carry them out. And it's the Holy Spirit that's going to help us to do that. Amen? Okay, the gospel today is Jesus gives a parable of basically a farmer that's planting a seed and the plant sprouts up. Okay, first has to be planted, has to be watered, and then what happens? It sprouts up. Okay, that's a very good image that Jesus uses of the obligation of parents to cultivate the faith in their children. Let me explain that. Okay, the seed that is planted is baptism. Got it? That's baptism. Parents have to have their children baptized. But what after that? Many parents, for example, Teresa is going to be giving the talk to the baptism parents right next Wednesday. What happens? Many of them, they're living together. Many of them don't go to Mass on Sunday. Many of them don't practice their faith. So what's happening is, on Saturdays, often we're baptizing pagan Catholics. That's a term that I've coined, okay? What's a pagan Catholic? They're baptized, but there's no follow-up. Yesterday at lunch, I was telling the priests the way that I've termed this, making them laugh a little bit. There are people that come to church when they're baptized, they're married, then they're dead. In Spanish, it said, bautizado, casado, despachado. Bautizado, casado, despachado. Habla español. haven't been able to coin one in English that rhymes like that, okay? But they're baptized, they're married, then they're dispatched. In other words, they're dead. That's not too far from the truth. But that's not the way it should be. So it's incumbent upon parents, after the child is baptized, you got to cultivate the faith. It's hard work to be good parents. Any parents here? It's hard work. I saw my parents. Hey, my mom and dad, from dawn into dusk, working hard with the family of nine. It's no piece of cake. But it's good work hard in this life and rest in heaven. Amen? Work hard in this life. There are two places to rest, the cemetery and heaven. Amen? Huh? You agree with that? Okay, some don't agree with it, but that's what Saint Alberto Tablo said, and I agree. Two places to rest. Rest in the cemetery in heaven. In the meantime, it's time to work hard. In the very short life that we have, it's time to work hard. So let me tell you a story, and I'll end with a story, of one of my favorite saints that we celebrated a couple of days ago, Saint Francis de Sales. There was a mother that came into church with a little child that was about 3 years old. And the mother went up to receive Holy Communion, leaving the little boy in the pew. And when the mother came back, the little boy very spontaneously put his head over the chest of the mother. And the mother said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm listening to God's heart that's beating within your heart." 3 years old. You tell me, where on earth did that little kid get that knowledge? Do you think it was a mystical insight, or you think maybe he had a good mother? Maybe a little bit of both, huh? That didn't happen by chance. That's why the first words that this little kid said were, "My mommy loves me and God loves me." Beautiful. I don't think any mothers here, and I'm not trying to put you to shame, but I don't think any mothers here heard those as the first two words that came out of the mouth of your child. Don't feel bad. Don't go in desolation, you know? But this mother formed St. Francis de Sales. Now, why did this little boy say, "My mommy and God loves me"? Because the mother first taught the little boy to love God and then to love the mother and the father. That's the way it was. First to love God. First to love God. Then to love mom and dad and the siblings. I think we do it the other way around. And it doesn't work that way. First, love God. Then love neighbor. Jesus said the greatest commandment is what? Luke chapter 10. Is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. All your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. So you parents, you are gardeners. You're gardeners in Hawaiian gardens. Hey, couldn't be a better place, huh? You're gardeners in Hawaiian gardens. Let's pray that the seed that's planted in your children or your grandchildren, that you'll really cultivate it. But it's a lot of work. It's hard work. But it's worth it because one day you're going to see your children and your grandchildren in heaven. God bless.